If you're like me, you don't naturally gravitate toward conflict. In fact, my inclination is to head for the hills when I see conflict brewing. But yet I'm learning that conflict represents an opportunity for transformation and growth. It's often in the crucible of conflict that ideas and character are refined and relationships deepened. Of course, conflict can also undermine, paralyze, and even destroy. So what can we do to increase the chances that the conflicts we face are transformational? In this session, I'll present an overview of several steps for making conflict transformational, which I'll then explore in greater depth in subsequent sessions. The first step is to recognize that conflict is necessary. Just like our muscles need tension and resistance to stay healthy and become stronger, so too we as humans need the kind of tension that conflict provides to grow and develop. Of course, conflict is not the only source of this kind of tension, but it does have a way of grabbing our attention. The second step in making conflict transformational is to identify the type of conflict and the factors that influence the intensity of the conflict. What's at stake here? Is this a "what kind of pizza should we order" kind of conflict, or is it something more substantive? If it's something serious, then what are the underlying causes of the conflict? So often we try to deal with the surface tension and fail to address the deeper clashes around values, beliefs, and assumptions. As we peel away the layers, it's important to recognize and manage the factors that can escalate or de-escalate the tension. The next step is to bathe the situation in prayer. Prayer is powerful. Prayer puts our focus on God and His priorities. Prayer positions us to hear from God about the conflict. He might speak words of comfort. He might reveal a new possibility that can help us navigate the conflict more effectively. He might speak into our hearts about what we need to learn through this conflict, where He wants to transform us. You see, that's one of the great things about conflict. We cannot control how others respond. Transformation may not occur in others or the relationships represented within the conflict. However, we can always position ourselves for personal transformation, and prayer is a key part of that process. Step number four is to check our own hearts. What's going on inside of us? Ken Dick, the founder of Freedom Session, has outlined several questions we can ask to check our hearts in a conflict situation. Where have I strayed from God's standard in my thoughts, emotions, words, and behaviors? What do I believe about Jesus in this situation? What is really going on here? To whom do I need to confess what I've discovered? What character defects of mine are or were in operation when this stuff happened? As God uncovers sin in our lives, we have an opportunity to confess those sins and to experience healing and transformation in our own lives. This puts us in a much better position to then address the issues we have with others, some of which may have been dealt with as we checked our own hearts, and to also do this in a way that is loving and wholesome. The fifth step to making conflict transformational is to understand our own approach to conflict. What are the factors, like our family of origin and personality, which influence how we approach conflict? As we engage in conflict, are we more likely to care about our own interests or the interests of others? Are we more task-oriented or people-oriented? We all have a conflict style based on numerous contributing factors that affects how we engage in conflict. Understanding our conflict style helps us to moderate its influence so that our default approach to dealing with conflict does not undermine our healthy conflict resolution process. Okay, the first five steps are more preparatory in nature. They're all about getting in the right head space and heart space to make the conflict as transformational as possible. The final step involves going to the other person and trying to deal with the conflict. Alan Simpson and Darren Hoat, in their workbook for engaging conflict, describe three pathways to peace: rebuild trust, resolve issues, and reconcile and restore relations. The six steps I've described in this session are critical for making conflict transformational. In the next several sessions, I'll unpack each one to show how we can carry out each step in the conflicts we face.